Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Morit Katan Daf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, starting the two dots, seven lines from the top. Zok Gemara, Aval Machzir Hu Es Grushosoi. One is not allowed to marry in Chola Moed, but he's allowed to bring back his divorced wife. Why is that so? It's not such a big simcha. And maybe the three reasons that we ended the previous daf with don't apply. It's not such a big toirach. It's not ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. And he's not going to push away the pre-review. Says the Gemara Ador that Omar Minan Nesuim. That's only for marriage. In other words, if he divorced her after he married her, so he could bring her back in Chol HaMoed. But if the divorce happened during the Erusin, they were never actually married, so that's considered to be a new marriage and it's Asur in Chol HaMoed. You can do the tachshitim. Eilu tachshit yesha, what is that? Gordeles, she braids her hair. Vekocheles, puts some makeup on her eyes. Uperkeses, she splits her hair. Vedotelas esaro, she can remove her hair. Vesipurnea, and her nails. Ubeaveret klicheres apurnea, she can take a sharp kli to remove her hair from her face. All of you then avoid the amatya below shenoki yabastis. So the pneo, face, means panim shomata, not panim shemalo. She's not put lime because it makes her not look good. She's not gonna. She has something on her face in Chol HaMoed. So what? Chena moyim of Chanan or of Mano machlekes. Chad omer besitchi matartoy betoch moyim nechleku. Talking about she's putting the lime in Chol HaMoed and removing it in Chol HaMoed. Still, Rabbi Yehuda says don't do that because for that temporary time she's gonna be not in the best condition. And Rabbanan says you can do it because she's going to join the Chol HaMoed. But if she's going to put the seed in the end of the Yom Tov, and it's going to be on her until the end of Yom Tov, it's also because she's not enjoying it in the Moed at all. The Machlekes is after the Moed. Rabbanan hold, it's not a big problem to have lime, not such a big tzar. He really says it is tzar. But if he's removing it in the Moed, everybody says it's motor. So, who's the mandorma that said that the machlekes is in the moyed? Who's the mandorma that said the machlekes after the moyed? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chananya that we just mentioned. He said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Kedaiti. Rabbi Yehuda goes to Shitasoi. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, my Tom and Tzoras Shah Tzoro, can you marry Ocha Nivul Shah Nivul? Meaning, we're referring to a Gemara named Avodah Zarah. That it says over there that someone should not go collect the debt from a goy at the time of his Yom Edom, of his Chag. Why? So I wouldn't say, because after he pays his debt, he's going to be very happy. He's going to say, oh, I don't have any debt on me. Abida says, yeah, but the moment you take the money, it's tzar. When a person has to pay his debt, the moment he's paying, he's bitzar, and then afterwards he's happy. So according to Abida, being in a temporary tzar is considered to be a tzar. Similar over here, being a temporary nivul, being in not a best condition, even though it's temporary, it's a nivul, even though eventually she will benefit from it. That she says that Rav Chanino is the one who said that they argue when you move it during the moyet. If she moves it after the moyet, everybody holds his usher. And Rabbi Yehuda, according to this, goes to Shitasa, he holds a temporary tzar is considered to be a problem. So therefore, the same Avodah Zarah, it's a problem. So also here, it's a problem to have the lime. Now, Rav Mana that argues, and he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can have the lime only if you're not going to move in the moyed. But if you're going to move in the moyed, it's okay. How Rabbi Yehuda holds that temporary tzar as a problem? So Rav Chaim brings the Bavli, it says, everything in the Moyed is a temporary tzar. When you're cooking, it's also tzar while you're cooking. When you have to do all preparations, tzar. Having a temporary tzar in the Moyed is davar motor. Halacha chezok the Mishnah. Ha'ed yoy toifer kedarka. Someone who's a head yoy is not a professional. He can weave, he can sew in the Moyed the normal way. Well, Umon, someone who's a professional, machlif, he has to do it a different way. We'll see more what that means. You prepare the beds. We'll see exactly what it means in the Gemara. You can't do the beds fully, only in a shinui. We'll see what it means. So Gemara, Deves of Yani Omru, Kedarkoi Bimale Samachat. What does it mean, Kedarkoi? He does many stitches in one shot. He prepares the stitches and then pulls everything in one shot. Machlev achas achas machlev that says the woman should do is doing one stitch at a time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kedarkoi achas achas. Kedarkoi means you do one at a time. Machlev mafsia, which means it makes a big distance between the stitches. Continues the word of Zayin Amud Beis. Mastisim is Rabbi Yochanan. Or being a brayso like Rabbi Yochanan. Haritzuonim, the people that prepare the shoes, mechalvim b'moyet. They could do the machlev in the moyet. Iter ma'achas achas, kachim unoso. By shoes, their way of doing it is one by one. And kinar kaimin mafsia means makes a big distance between the stitches. Ezu edyot ve'ezu umun. How do you define someone who's not a professional? Hova ve'esi b'chanino kol shuh mizadeg esoim yoyz ze umun. Oymyuz is the edge of a clothing. Someone who knows how to do it in a straight line, and they're all on the same size, that's a umun. The kol sheino mizavik is oymyuz, and one side is a little wider, one side is a little smaller, ze wedge, that's someone who's not professional. Omav simun b'toifer kisim kisim imasneso. What is a maklev? They're not doing it in a straight line. You're doing one down, one up. So he's creating different pockets of stitches, and the Chaim puts the Bavli, it says, Machiv Loshen Shini Akel, the teeth of the dog, which are not straight. So he said, regarding the bears, when he prepared the bed, they put the strings, they put the ropes in the bed, on the length and on the width, creating a Shtiv Erev. Mituach, then the Mishnah says you could do, is Oy Shti Oy Erev. You put ropes either on the length or on the width. Sirug is oishti or erev. Sirug means either length or width. Mituach is so rafo imatcha. Mituach means just to stretch out if the ropes are loose. Everybody agrees to the comma that says misargim. It means you do shti erev. Then there's no machlokes. The question is, what is the second man do amar? Rabbi Yosi, what does he hold? Chizki amar oishti or erev, either the length or the width. If it's loose, you stretch it out. He paskin, you could do the shti and the erev, length and width, which means he held like a biyoso, that it's a machloikis, and we're holding like chizkio, that according to Tanakama, you could do length and width. Or he kedod abchir barbo, or that he holds abchir barbo, it's not a machloikis, and between chizkio and Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agrees that according to Tanakama, you could do length and width. We have a brace that says Sirug Shti and Erev. When does a rope that's connected to the bed, it's part of the bed? It says three batim. Batim always means a Shti Erev. So he's like, Mim a Shti Velo Erev or Erev Velo Shti? It has to be both. So you see, that's what it's considered to be. The Sirug is Losh of Shti Erev. Says, that's the Yosef Abchaim, Vilasarik. Meaning a person has a bed, but he says, you know what, I want to do a new bed. So that's called Haroma. Even though you have it, I say, I want to do something new for the Moit. Rishaya did have flour, but he still grinded Chitim because he wanted a new flour. That's called Haroma. He says, go and buy me this Shichurin, this Kitnias, I need it for the Moit. He says, you already have it. Why need more? And he was angry at him because he wanted to do Aroma and he held Aroma's motor. Halacha tells Dr. Mishnah, Ma'amidim tanur v'kirayim v'rechayim b'moyet. If someone has a bought oven, tanur kirayim v'rechayim are different instruments you use for food. So tanur v'kirayim is two different ovens. Tanur is a place to put two pots. Kirayim is to put one. Rechayim is a grinder. So if you have it, you can put it in the moyet. You don't go and make and sharpen the rechayim b'tchilo in the moyet. It's not lashon of the Gizor of Chaim. He now build an oven on Yom Teh on Chol HaMoed only to take something which existed and to be mamid it. So what Tani there's a brayso. So toner v'kirayim chadoshim, new ovens. Ain't sachim oisom b'shem. You now put oil on it. Ve'ain toilim oisom b'matlis. You don't clean it with a cloth. You can't put cold water in it to make it strong. Because she is chasu to finish its preparation. But to put it in a gder is mutter. So Bchar brings two explanations. Either he's talking about Chol HaMoed. Don't do this at Chol HaMoed. Don't make your oven finish Chol HaMoed unless you need to cook in it right now. Another explanation, we're talking about Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do this in Yom Tov to prepare oven on Yom Tov. But if he's cooking and he's afraid that the oven is going to burn the food, he can put it in cold water to make it a little cool. Fetani Ken, remember Bryce this way. So according to the first explanation, Tani Ken is the Yishami is not bringing a new Bryce, which is not in Gat to what we had before. Many times the Yishami works that way, Tani Ken is not in continuation. But if we talk about Yom Tov, so the Bryce is a continuation of what we just said. Toner v'kirayim chadashim arei kechol hakelim mitalteim b'chatzer. An oven kirayim on Yom Tov, you could carry them in the chatzer because you could sit on them, even though you can use them when they're chadash. Continues the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel, Oy Rimi Doichak Lavi Kira Chadash Beis Uman. He allowed the Doichak to bring a new oven Beis Uman Lishpois Aleh Gdir Betchila Biyamtiv in order to cook on it Biyamtiv. So this is the Brisa. Can you start cooking on a Tanur Biyamtiv? The Rakama says you can't. And you can only use it to sit on it, so you can carry it. But you can't use it for cooking. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel said, Bebitoichak, if you don't have any other choice, you can use a new oven from Beis Uman on Yamtiv. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Zayin.